On September the 11th, 2001, tragic events which impacted many lives and transformed the nature of international relations occurred. We remember the occasion simply as 9/11. Now, despite the great personal tragedies associated with 9/11, there is a positive story from that time that continues to be remembered. The town of Gander, Newfoundland, ended up playing host to almost 7,000 stranded travelers when 38 transatlantic flights were ordered to land at the Gander Airport. Now, the population of Gander itself was less than 10,000. But with the support of surrounding communities, shelter and food was provided to sustain almost 7,000 people from over 100 countries for 3 days. Everyone pitched in. Schools, community buildings, and churches were fitted out with real or makeshift cots to provide sleeping places. Afterwards, many of the travelers and others who heard the story contributed to a scholarship fund, which has assisted many students from the Gander area to attend college and university. Now, the story was, despite all the tragedy surrounding it, this story was acclaimed around the world and continues to be remembered. Most recently, it has been celebrated in a major stage production, Come From Away. I remind you of this story today because it underscores the appreciation that the world feels for such genuine acts of hospitality. Now, I want to speak this morning about the essence of hospitality. What I have to say is directed to you as followers of Jesus Christ, and it is not intended in any way to diminish acts of hospitality by people of other faiths or of no particular faith at all. In the course of my days, I've encountered amazing hospitality from people who would have claimed no faith affiliation whatsoever. But it is a word reminding us as Christians how we are to understand and approach hospitality. Now, I chose that theme for presbytery, but since I was bragging a little about you folks on Tuesday night, you know, country folks given to hospitality, I thought I better touch base with you and talk with you a little about our understanding of hospitality from a Christian perspective. There is, you see, a distinction to be made. The bulletin cover this morning says, entertaining seeks to impress, hospitality seeks to bless. And the point is that for a Christian, hospitality is not just being a good neighbor, though it may, well, on the surface, look like that. Rather, instead, hospitality involves living out our calling in Christ in a manner that challenges us every day to embody and to share the grace of God in Jesus Christ. Because for Christians, hospitality is not an optional extra. It is a mirrored reflection of the impact that grace has had and is having on our lives. And as to the presbytery, I made three observations about the nature of Christian hospitality that link hospitality with our understanding of the fundamentals of the faith we profess, the grace of God in Jesus Christ. And one of those observations was this, that like grace, hospitality is personal. I mean, it's not something we can simply assign to others. You know, there are some things within the work of the Christian church that we may be supporting primarily financially because they're happening in other places and they are enabling people with skills we don't have and opportunities we don't share to do something in the name of Christ. But hospitality is the personal side of it. It is, you see, as we reach out to neighbor and stranger alike in person, that hospitality comes to life. And this is linked to grace in this way. God's grace in Jesus Christ is very personal. Christ reached out in personal sacrifice for our redemption. And so when we think about grace, there is a natural flow over into living. And one of the ways that that flow of grace into the lives we live is manifested is in acts of hospitality. But we do so very conscious that yes, our intention is to bring benefit to someone, but also our desire is to live out our calling in God's grace in Jesus Christ. They're not separate from each other. They are inseparably linked together. So, like grace, hospitality is personal. It asks us to get involved. Now, also like grace, hospitality is compassionate. You know, Christian hospitality doesn't expend great effort assessing the worthiness of the recipient. It sees the need and in love responds, even as Christ did not ponder the worthiness of those who would become the future recipients of his grace. Jesus filled our need with compassion. And so we too, when we consider opportunities that present themselves for us to act with Christian hospitality, are shaped by that compassionate element in God's grace. I mean, sometimes we can get very reflective about people's worthiness of things. And it doesn't usually take us in very wonderful directions. It usually sets us up to be, in fact, rather judgmental. But in the opportunities for hospitality, in the opportunities to reach out to someone around us or whose life somehow touches ours, in a spirit of hospitality, the first question is not, how much does this person deserve this? But rather, how does Christ's compassion move us and equip us to respond? And so that allows us, even more than allows us, but actually compels us in Christ to act with hospitality in situations where the need is there and real, and we are in a position to respond. So, like grace, hospitality is compassionate. Also, like grace, hospitality is generous. It is not preoccupied with counting the cost. Now, I realize that we all have limitations on the resources we have at our disposal to, how would I put it, fund our hospitality. But nevertheless, the shaping thing for us is that God's grace is extremely generous. And that therefore, our exercise of hospitality in our lives ought to be as generous as we can possibly make it also. Because, you see, it is seeing the need and opportunity that we're moved to act. Christ held nothing back in fulfilling his messiahship. He gave his life. And that speaks to us of our attitude toward the needs of others. And it shapes what our acts of hospitality ought to look like. That we do so without unduly restraining ourselves in what we do. And of course, you see, what I'm saying really is that Christian hospitality is not just an action or even a series of actions, but a commitment of heart and mind to live out and share the grace of God in Jesus Christ in how we live and how we think and how we respond to the opportunities and needs that we encounter in the course of our lives. Now, I said I bragged a little bit about you. Well, what I said in essence was this, that, you know, in country settings, we know each other. Country communities, rural communities, only really work when people work together. And I say that as a country kid. Because I, as I told the presbytery, grew up as a teenager in a congregation that was then not much bigger than Elberton Church is now. And you do the math on that, and you realize that was not a time of empty churches. It was a small congregation. So I understand something about the dynamics of community and a rural community and how it works. And how people learn to adjust to one another's personalities and quirks, but also to respond to their needs. And part of that is just natural human caring. But for those who name the name of Christ, it takes on a new priority and a new significance. Because hospitality becomes directly linked to the faith that we understand and profess and share together. It becomes a hallmark of who we are as Christians. Because you see, in a world so often dominated by those who are motivated by self-interest, expressions of Christian hospitality may be, in fact, amongst the most powerful presentations of the gospel that we can offer to the world. How do we share our faith? Hospitality is a marvelous opportunity that is there and meets us. The opportunity for hospitality meets us with regularity. And our attitude of caring can be a powerful testimony to the transforming grace of God in Jesus Christ. And may it be our intention and ambition that we so live as individuals and as a congregation that we reflect in word and in action the grace and love of Jesus Christ our Lord in all that we say and do. And I conclude as I did on Tuesday evening by rereading a portion of the lesson that Lynn read for us this morning from Romans 12. Paul said, "Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, persevere in prayer, contribute to the needs of the saints, extend hospitality to strangers." I leave it with you. Thanks be to God.